This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 497 for Friday, July 29th. I'm Adam Pulashotti. The ice futures canola market is still extending its gains on Friday morning, supported by upcoming hot weather in the eastern prairies, as well as strength in the Chicago soy complex and veg oils. The system that brought hot weather to Alberta and Saskatchewan will move into Manitoba this weekend, with temperatures exceeding 30 degrees Celsius. Crude oil is rising higher on Friday morning as tight supplies outweighed recession fears. Soy oil and soy meal are climbing upwards to start the day, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil with spillover into canola. Another supportive factor for canola was the Canadian dollar, which was nearly a quarter of a cent lower. Earlier today, Statistics Canada reported that the economy was flat in May and it projected a 0.1% increase in June. The November canola contract is up $21 per ton to $884.60. In the U.S., wheat, corn, and soybeans were all double digits higher on Friday. A heat wave in the U.S. Midwest is expected to put stress on wheat crops, among others. Meanwhile, Ukraine said it is ready to ship grains from two ports, but no date has been set for the first shipment. The U.S. Wheat Quality Council ended its annual spring wheat tour on Thursday, calculating an average spring wheat yield of 49.1 bushels per acre, the highest since 2015. The USDA is projecting Australia's wheat crop to be 31 million tons, the fourth largest on record for that country. The Chicago spring wheat contract is up 20 cents U.S. per bushel to $8.37. The Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 21 cents U.S. to $9.11. The Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 10 cents U.S. to $9.38. Corn prices are getting support from the hot and dry conditions coming in this weekend, not just in the U.S., but also in Europe. One forecast for the European Union's corn crop was cut by 1.4 million tons to 65.4 million. Corn conditions in France went down 7 points to 68% good to excellent in the span of a week. The September corn contract is up 16 cents U.S. per bushel to $6.31. Soybeans are the recipients of rising soy oil and soy meal prices. Soy oil has become bullish since the U.S. Congress extended tax credits for diesel and renewable diesel. Weekly export sales from the USDA showed a net reduction of 58,600 tons of old crop sales during the week of July 21st, with nearly 750,000 tons of new crops sold, purchased mostly by China. The August soybean contract is up 50 cents U.S. per bushel to $16.59. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Friday, July 29th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.